Okay, so we said that learning Torah, I'm just gonna add, oh, the three motivating factors. Yeah, so we had a nice word on this. We had a nice word on this that he says that the motivating factor is of the motivating factor what's going to motivate a person to do zahiris,
Oh, okay.
which zahiris means making sure that your actions are in line with your ultimate goal in life. So what's going, and you have to be aware of what your ultimate goal is. So,
Which is why we learned that through this.
right. So therefore, once you know your ultimate goal, and now you're going to continue to try to align your meisim and figure out are they getting closer or further. So he says that one of the motivating factors, the way to motivate yourself for that, is to realize the oimek hadin, to realize how deep the din goes, and that every single little action that you do is accounted for, and you are held accountable. And it seems almost like a little bit of a depressing motivator. Like, you better do it or else. So it could be that that's shot from myself, something called Yerushalayim, and you gotta hold to the Yerushalayim. Such a thing.
It's not in line with today's with the modern day Ashkafa so much. So
With the
we
modern,
have to look for
right.
an alternative as
So we
such.
and there was some antagonism towards it. Yeah. So I was thinking that maybe how can we better understand or appreciate this motivator is he's not saying that every little thing you do, you're gonna be held accountable, and therefore, it's scary. It's more like, since every little thing you do matters, so therefore it's empowering in the sense that you realize how much every little thing that I do is important. And no, don't allow the little things to go by without an explanation and without a cheshbon. And the more you realize that whether you smile to the person you don't smile, all these little things that you do in life matter. So the more that's motivating to realize that I'm not going to allow anything to be done without being really sure that this is the right thing to do, because every little thing I do is so important. So therefore, it could be a motivating factor in the positive, not just in the negative. That was the theory that we were going with. Okay, now he asks a question. He asks a question that if the diktuk hadin, there's a very important Maseilas Yesharim here, hashkafically, if the diktuk hadin is such that every little thing that we do is held accountable for, and there's a din on it, etc. So what's the room for rachamim? What are we davening for? Hashem, look the other way. We're not allowed to say Hashem, look the other way, because we understand with the full emunah that Hashem judges us for everything. So this is a parable. On the one hand, Hashem judging us constantly. On the other hand, we also say Hashem is rachamim. So how do we do that? So it's like this. So he says, V'zeh davar pashut umavur, ki nekel emes Hashem, hu ma'asham ha-Moshe Rabbeinu Allah ha-Shalom, hatzur tamim pa'alei. Hashem is tamim pa'alei. K'chol yirachav mishpat, kel emunah ve'ein avel, tzadik v'yasher. Hashem is tzadik v'yasher, straight. Hashem makes all the Cheshbon Prat Ki. Kimi Shekadosh Baruch Hu Roitze B'Mish. Hashem wants judgment. Hine Kachu Avor Al HaMishpat. Ha'alim Esayim Min HaSchus K'mi Min HaChoyva. Akein in Mishpat Tu Reitze Tzach Shet El Cholish Kedoch Av Gimal. You want din? Then you're going to get it all the way. Okay? Bim Toimar, fracturing Hashem, the famous question, Im Kami, the Sarachim, Lomahim, where's the room for Rachamim? Where's the room for Rachamim if we believe in such strict din? Kivach al Kaparim, Tzach Ladaktik, but din al Kaldar. Hachuva Vadai. Midah Sarachamim is Kiyuma Shel Oilom. The Midah of Rachamim is the absolute Kiyum of the world. Because without Rachman, the world wouldn't even last a moment. But nevertheless, there's room for din. So how do you have this? How do you have full din and full Rachman at the same time? Anyway, any thoughts?
How do you have din and Rachman?
Maybe that you're held fully accountable, but it gives you enough chance to do tshuva. Maybe you're held fully accountable, but the way the punishment will come won't be in a strong way. It'll be like over time. So he says, "Exactly." Really, din would be that the minute you did something, you should get punished. It shouldn't take time. And it should come angrily. That should be appropriate. And you shouldn't be able to do tshuva. How's it possible to undo an aver you did? The aver was done. You killed someone. You're mezane with someone. By doing tshuva, it gets undone. By doing tshuva, the person comes back to life. By doing tshuva, the mamzer dies or whatever. The mamzer becomes kosher. So what do you mean? What do you mean tshuva? How can you try to undo an avera? And I said it. And I said it's hepech hashlosh and tvarish zachari. Midas harachamim is what allows for the opposite. That first of all, the avera doesn't come immediately. Second of all, anush atzmai lo yad l'chale. It won't destroy the person, the punishment, and that there's a possibility for tshuva. That by taking away your desire to do that, it's like you never did it. Since the Shav realized what he did, and he's minded to it, and he analyzes his doing. And he's totally mescharate, a total charata. Dimikara, charata's haneder mamish, shumisnachim legamri, vaya chafet to mishtikik, shma oilum, and asa davrahu. He wishes it would have never happened. Umitzar believe by tsar chazak, and he mamish has a tsar. Ashikwana, he totally regrets it. He wishes he never did it. Voice a voice of lahabo, boy reachmianu, and he therefore he runs away from it. Unbelievable. So, this is what he wants to say. He says the concept of rachamim comes in and it's not against the din. Number one is that Hashem drags out the punishment. So you have a chance to do tshuva. Number two is that the punishment itself is not going to destroy the person. Number three, the whole concept of tshuva is based on rachamim. There's no din in tshuva. Tshuva is rachamim. Now, famous question on this mezuzah charm. Rabbi Chanan asked this question to the Chafetz Chaim. That if there's a chiddush. It seems like he's saying there's a chiddush. The concept that when a person changed their mind and they no longer want to do that avera, they don't get punished for that avera, that's a chiddush. That is the chiddush of tshuva. Right? Okay. So, how come we find that by a mitzvah it's also like that? What if a person does tshuva from a mitzvah? A person does a mitzvah.
And they regret
And they
it.
regret it. Do they lose their schar?
I would think
What the
maybe
Rambam
they do.
says,
You're tight on
they do.
tight
They
on the
lose their
fringes.
schar. So, the whole concept of tshuva is midas harachamim, but really doesn't make sense. So then, why is Hashem applying that concept to mitzvahs? That's not rachamim. When it comes to mitzvahs, Hashem should go back to the ikar din, and the din is that once you did it, you did it. You can't undo it. Yeah, I have an extra Rachamim card that you could pull out. If you're desperate, I'll use that for Averis. But why would I implement that concept for mitzvahs, according to the Maaseh Yoseh Sharma?
Yeah, what's the answer?
So he says, Mishnah Sham here is not talking about sar. It's not talking about you get reward or you get punishment. Yeah, if you did a mitzvah and now you're not in the mood of the fact that you did it, you're not happy with that you did it, you regret that you did it. So when it comes to the oil of mammoth, are you going to get sar for it? No, because it's not you anymore. I get that. But he's not talking about that here. He's talking about a much deeper concept. He's talking about the effects that the Avera had on your neshama. The fact that you did it. At the end of the day, a guy did a mitzvah, so he's a more refined person. You don't get tzchar, you don't get tzchar. But unless you did all those acts of tzedakah, all those years that you davened, all those years that you kept Shabbos, you came up, there was a certain kedusha that your neshama had. You can't get rid of that. You can't get rid of that. It will come back maybe later in life. There's going to be some sort of something. You can't get. But when an avera, the effect of the avera on the person, you can get rid of it. That's the chiddush of tshuva. That you can get rid of. There's an extra chiddush that Hashem has in rachamim that a person does an avera, as long as they don't consider the avera to be defining of who they are anymore, the avera disappears completely. But it's not there. That's the extra chiddush. We're out of time.
Wow, that's good.
It's
That's a
good.
good,
It is good. It is good.
it's so good. I wish I had thought.